is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates where they are for now, but signaling it expects to cut rates two times this year. It has concerns about where the economy is going. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
The central bank's updated quarterly forecast is projecting U.S. GDP to grow 1.7% in 2025, down from a 2.1% forecast in December, while the Fed is also raising its unemployment projection for the year from 4.1 to 4.4%, and the Fed is also expecting slightly higher inflation.
President Trump spoke with Ukraine's president today about ending the war there with Russia. Linda Kenyon has some details about the call.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says, among other things, the president discussed Ukraine's electrical supply and nuclear power plants.
He said that the United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The call follows discussions between Trump and Russian President Putin a day ago, during which Putin agreed not to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure, although that pledge was violated hours later. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Trump administration is holding up funding to an Ivy League school over its trans athlete policy. Matt Piper has that.
$175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania is now suspended. The Trump administration did it over a transgender athlete in its swim program. Swimmer Leah Thomas joined the women's team, then went on to win an NCAA Division I title. A post on X from the White House says, promises made, promises kept. President Trump graduated from UPenn in 1968.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the EPA from canceling more than $20 billion in climate-related grants. Christopher Cruz reports.
The judge said the agency had failed to provide sufficient evidence that the grants were examples of waste and fraud. EPA Chief Lee Zeldin canceled the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund grants earlier this month, saying, among other things, that there was waste and abuse in the program. But the judge said the grant termination letters contained no factual support for the cancellation.
There is extreme weather across the country again today. Blizzard conditions possible in the Midwest and Great Plains and high winds. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
50, 60, maybe even approaching 70 miles per hour as the storm system moves into the eastern half of the United States, weakening as it does so as we go into the weekend.
The Vatican said today Pope Francis is improving and no longer needs mechanical ventilation to help him breathe. He has been hospitalized with double pneumonia. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials currently up 468 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meeting last night was gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason, but quickly adjourned due to a lack of quorum.
We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
The meeting's agenda included items like funding, planning, and a potential veto override. However, not enough council members were present to proceed. A wind advisory will be in effect for the area tonight through tomorrow morning. Gusts of up to 45 miles an hour are expected. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. A police pursuit in Racine early this morning ended with two suspects in custody after a chase through town. The pursuit ended with spike strips near Bird and Becker. A male driver and a female passenger were reportedly arrested. Racine's Root River Parks have been added to Wisconsin's State Register of Historic Places. The parks, designed in the early 20th century, join other iconic structures on the list, like the Thomas P. Hardy House and the S.C. Johnson & Son Administration Building. The Oak Creek Common Council last night approved two ordinance changes, advancing plans for a potential Buc-ee's just north of the Racine County line. Despite opposition from nearby homeowners, the project is moving forward with another meeting scheduled for April. There's a potential opening in 2027 if approved. And WRJN will broadcast two state high school basketball tournament games featuring Racine teams this week. The Prairie School plays Bonduel in Division 4 tomorrow at 6. Park faces Cedarburg Friday at 1. It's their first state appearance in over 60 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed wide receiver and kick returner Mecole Hardman. He turned 27 last week, 5'10", 195 pounds. He won 3 Super Bowl rings with the Chiefs before spending some time with the Jets. Andy Reid on why they took him back.
He brings good energy, and to the other couple guys that we have, speed, not the biggest guy, but speed guy, so... Hey, you like those light components.
Hardman ran a 4.3 40 his rookie season. He signs a 1-year deal with Green Bay. March Madness. The Badgers arriving in Denver last night, getting ready for their game tomorrow against Montana. NBA, the Bucks losing at Golden State, 104-93. Giannis says the Bucks need to be more aggressive.
As a team, you just got to play free. You got to play free. You got to play. It's got to be like a joy within the game. And stop thinking about, like, negative stuff.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Showers and some storms this afternoon with highs hitting 40. Winds become breezy tonight, prompting a wind advisory as they'll gust up to 50 miles per hour. As the rain flips to all snow this evening, it could create whiteout conditions with power outages possible. And snow accumulations could reach 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Say it's WRJN. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin's here, and it was 5 years ago this month in the early stages of the pandemic. Remember when everybody was hoarding toilet paper?
Yes, and all this stuff? That was crazy.
So this was 5 years ago this month. A family in Australia found themselves sitting on a mountain of toilet paper. They meant to order 48 rolls of toilet paper, but instead they ordered 48 boxes.
No way.
Each box had 48 rolls in it. So now they found themselves with 2,304 rolls of toilet paper.
Well, there's a lifetime supply right there.
Well, it doesn't go bad, right?
No.
I probably would have just found
out of the boxes.
I know. I would have just found a place to store it, but they used some of it, obviously, but then they shared the surplus with others. They sold some rolls to friends and donated others to people in need. They're better than we. They're better than I am.
They're better than me, too, because that's something I always run out of at the last minute, and I'm like, ugh. I have to go buy that. You know, I have to make an effort to go buy that. And I get the big rolls, but, you know, somehow that disappears fast.
We have what my wife affectionately calls her grocery store in the basement, where stuff that doesn't go bad, you know, canned goods, toothpaste, toilet paper, that it all sits on the shelves down there. So she, when she gets a good deal, she stocks up.
Well, she's very smart to do that.
I know it.
Tried that at one point, and my problem is I don't have a place to put it.
Ah. Okay.
Like your basement.
You've got a big garage.
Yeah, well, that's everybody's storage right now. Oh. Three kids moving around. Well, two now. It's just so weird. And then everybody else's junk is in my garage.
What do you got, like a 3 or 4 car garage, something like that?
Four,
yeah. You should have room for 2,300 rolls of toilet paper.
That and two cars. I'll be set.
There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby, I need your loving, not to have all. see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Hits WRJN. Keep listening for details on our next statewide text to win contest. It's going to be starting soon. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize too. You can download the Civic Media app to play along. Details on the way, on the air, and online at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016.
That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize. A brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's not too early to start thinking about the Wisconsin State Fair, especially if you want tickets to see the Happy Together Tour. Listen to this lineup. Little Anthony, The Vogues, Jay and the Americans, Gary Puckett and Union Gap, The Cowsills, and of course, The Turtles. Here's Eleanor. It's The Turtles on WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. It recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Sign up at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another part of Racine is officially more historic. The Root River Parks have been officially added to the Wisconsin State Register of Historic Places. The parks, which include Island, Riverside, Cedar Bend, and Washington Parks, showcases the prairie style of landscape architecture. It was designed by landscape architect Jens Jensen between 1905 and 1914. A police pursuit in Racine early this morning ended with two suspects in custody after a chase through town. The pursuit, which began at about 2 a.m., involved a vehicle fleeing westbound on Linderman and Wright before heading south on Green Bay Road. The chase ended with spike strips on Bird near Becker. A man driving took off running but was caught. A female in the passenger seat was arrested. A 46-year-old Kenosha woman with a history of violent offenses has been charged with attempted homicide. It's after she allegedly attacked her roommate with a rubber mallet. Jessica Lentz is currently on probation for a recent drug offense. She now faces over 70 years in prison if convicted of the alleged assault Monday at a home on 14th Avenue. Oak Creek's Common Council has given the green light to zoning changes that could bring a massive Buc-ee's to the city. The proposed 73,000-square-foot facility slated for the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road would include 120 gas pumps. While the project does face opposition from people living in the area, city officials are proceeding with the plan. They're targeting an early 2027 opening pending further approvals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and some storms this afternoon with highs hitting 40. Winds become breezy tonight, prompting a wind advisory as they'll gust up to 50 miles per hour. As the rain flips to all snow this evening, it could create whiteout conditions with power outages possible. And snow accumulations could reach 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady, treat her like, so treat her like, You know what I mean. Oh, you gotta treat her like a lady. Gotta treat her like a...
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Listen to this. A scientific paper speculated that Neanderthals died out because when the weather began getting colder, they never learned to wear coats or to close the door. Hey, I'm not heating the whole neighborhood. local news and timeless hits on WRJN and high school basketball. We still have a couple of local teams in the tournament. We've got a couple of games for you this week. This Thursday night at 6:30, it's the Prairie School taking on Bonduelle. And then at 1:35 in the afternoon on Friday, it's going to be Racine Park taking on Cedarburg. Dick Graceffa has the call of both games. Hear him here on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know how a lot of radio stations on the weekends, they'll have like a top 40 countdown or a top 20 countdown? Well, who's got the time, right? But you could listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It in Union Grove, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh beverages. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would I'd be without you? I
should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you, and God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Little rain tonight, maybe a little snow, maybe up to an inch, mostly cloudy, with a low of 30. Tomorrow, maybe a little rain, maybe a little snow, and going to be breezy, too. Look for a high of 42. And then Friday, partly sunny and 54. That looks good.
Happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Federal Reserve is leaving a key interest rate unchanged for now, but signaling it expects to cut rates twice this year. It is watching the economy grow more slowly. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed has to wait and see how uncertainty and tariff tit-for-tat and escalation, how that impacts the economy, the labor market,